This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The ever-increasing volume of information produced each day that touches virtually every aspect of our lives demands a continued supply of trained professionals to properly manage how that information is processed, stored, distributed, and protected. A recent survey showed information technology hiring will increase up to 26% this year. The Inter-Alliance of Greater Cincinnati is holding the Tech Olympics Expo on February 20th through 22nd at the Millennium Hotel to provide students the opportunity to see what IT really means and see where they might fit into the future of information technology in Cincinnati. And here to discuss Inter-Alliance of Greater Cincinnati and the Tech Olympics are KnowledgeWorks Chief Information Officer Catherine Allshouse, who serves as Inter-Alliance Leadership Council Executive Director, Inter-Alliance Director of External Outreach, Rachel Hunter-Renderly, and Emily Rasmussen, Chief Marketing Officer for Inter-Alliance. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Nice to see everybody this afternoon.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Catherine, start out by telling us about what is the Inter-Alliance of Greater Cincinnati and how long has that been around?
Well, the Inter-Alliance was founded about 10 years ago as a partnership originally between Procter & Gamble and the University of Cincinnati. And the purpose of it was to really educate and encourage local Cincinnati teenagers to learn more about careers in information technology and to stay in the region to fill those jobs.
Now, how many area high schools are involved in this program?
We're in over 40 high schools now, so we have really grown over the course of the last 10 years.
How many students have been through this?
We have had over 5,000 students go through our program.
That's amazing. Emily, what's the experience been like for you being involved in this?
Well, this is my second year being involved in the Inter-Alliance, and it's been absolutely amazing. I got involved during the Inter-Alliance IT Careers Camps over the summer before my junior year of high school, and after that was invited to join the Leadership Council, where I got promoted to my current position as Chief Marketing Officer.
Rachel, how about you? How did you get involved, and how long have you been involved in this?
I just got involved last summer through also the IT career camp like Emily. I was asked to be on the Inter-Alliance Leadership Council in August and then was promoted to my current role, Director of External Outreach, just recently in January.
Catherine, the Inter-Alliance Leadership Council, that's what runs the Inter-Alliance. Tell me about the makeup of the council. All students, right?
It is all students. I like to say I'm the only adult associated with the operations of the Inter-Alliance. We believe in learning by doing, so the entire organization, we're about $1 million nonprofit, is entirely run by students. We have a leadership team, and folks like Emily are in our top five leader positions, C-level titles like Chief Operating Officer. We have a controller that's a junior at LaSalle High School who runs all of our books. I sign the checks and pay the taxes and keep us legal, but the kids do all of the work. So they manage our programs, they run the operations, and they run all of the events.
How do the students get involved in the council?
Well, I'm going to let Emily or Rachel share kind of how they got onto the Leadership Council. It's an interview process.
What was it like?
Well, the interview process, I had the opportunity of being on the interviewer side of it this summer. And what we do is we bring in as many students that go through our camps as are interested, as well as some other students who are going to be seniors in high school. And we put them through a pretty rigorous set of questions, you know, talking about their leadership experience, the what would you do in this situation type questions. And then we really decide based on the students' leadership, their interest in technology, and how we think they would do in our leadership group.
Rachel, what kind of training did you go through to be on the council? Was that pretty extensive?
I did not receive any technology training, but there we had our retreat in September. That was a lot of leadership training and corporate training, and it helped a lot with our professionalism so that when approaching people for Inter-Alliance, we could approach them in a professional manner.
Catherine, so this is like a real world experience, and this is like applying for an executive position in a sense, isn't it, when you get on this council?
It is. And not only our Leadership Council students, but all of the students involved in the Inter-Alliance get this kind of training, including at Tech Olympics Expo, because we believe that in order to be an effective technologist or engineer, you really need to have that professional polish, the ability to network, the ability to put your hand out and shake someone else's hand, introduce yourself, and build a resume and interviewing skills. These are all important.
Talk about why there's a need for an organization like the InterAlliance, particularly in its relationship to the world of IT. I mean, this is an area with a lot of growing job potential, isn't it?
It definitely is, Mark. Right now, there are 1,500 unfilled jobs in the greater Cincinnati region alone in information technology. So we are an education to workforce partnership. That's how we look at ourselves. So we bring the high schools together with the local universities. Then we partner with the University of Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky University, Miami, and Xavier, and then the over 50 businesses that we partner with here as well. So we bring them all together so the students can learn about these potential careers, and so the employers can avoid relocating professionals from other areas when we have that homegrown talent right here.
What kind of positions are out there for students who are trained in IT? I mean, it runs a wide range of things, doesn't it?
It does. One of the common misconceptions is that most of the jobs are programming.
Right.
When really that's only about 40 to 50% of all the jobs in information technology. There's business analysis. There's project management and leadership. Someone has to manage these multi-billion dollar programs at these large Fortune companies here. And knowing technology helps with that. There's obviously help desk, information security, cybercrime, and there's also infrastructure, networking.
Emily, what kind of support do you have from the business community, and who are some of the companies who are supporting you?
Well, the support that we get from them is absolutely amazing. Our board of directors is made up from several executives from our sponsor companies, including Kroger, Fifth Third, CBTS, Great American Insurance, executives from Procter & Gamble, and GE. And I actually had the opportunity to attend a board meeting on Friday. They invite some of the students in my position to come to the board meetings and to be a part of the strategy discussion. And they help to decide all of our finances and, you know, the overall strategy for the organization.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, how important is it to get students you're in your junior year, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
How important is it, from your perspective, to get students thinking about careers in IT?
I think it's really important to get them thinking about it early, because towards, in my sophomore year, I had been starting to think that maybe programming wasn't what I wanted to do, because I was thinking, I don't want to just be a programmer. But then through InterAlliance, it's opened a lot of doors for me to where I can now see all that IT has to offer. And I've seen that maybe I should look into it more. And now is the time that those decisions should be made. So I know from InterAlliance that those are options for me. And if I had not had the InterAlliance experience, then I think I would have just written that off my list completely and not even thought about it
again. So this has been really valuable for you to
go
through.
Yes.
Emily, would you say that the same thing? This has been very valuable and opened your eyes to the potential?
Oh, definitely. I coded my freshman and sophomore year, but up until I went to careers camp, I was going to be a Broadway singer. I'm not kidding.
So you've taken quite a shift there, haven't you?
Most definitely.
Catherine, talk about what the Tech Olympics Expo is. And if you're having a problem with those, don't worry about them.
Okay.
Talk about what the Tech Olympics Expo is, and what are the dates and the times and the place for that.
Yeah, the Tech Olympics Expo is coming up. It's February 20th to 22nd. We're going to have 515 students at the expo. That's our cap from 42 schools across the greater Cincinnati area. So Tech Olympics Expo is three things. It's a competition. So the schools compete against each other in many different kinds of technology competitions, ranging from design and graphic arts to head-to-head programming competitions. It is also an opportunity to learn directly about careers. We have 35 breakout sessions that are taught by professionals from all over Cincinnati, from our sponsor companies like Toyota and Citi and Ethicon. They come and talk about the use of technology in their business. And Ethicon, for example, is doing a great presentation on the use of technology in remote surgery. The students, through these experiences, are able to really understand and see how technology is a part of every different type of business. And then last but not least, Tech Olympics is also an opportunity for those students to grow in their professionalism. So we offer interview one-on-ones with volunteer HR representatives from GE and from P&G and other companies that volunteer their time to spend one-on-one sessions with students to give them tips about how to perform in an interview.
Well, how many students do you expect will take part in this?
We will have at our cap of 515 students registered at the event. We are actually, it turns out, the largest gathering of technology students in high school in the country at this point.
And Emily and Rachel, have both of you taken part in previous tech expos like this?
I have. Yeah. I've never been on the student side of it. I've always been running it. But from my experience last year, I saw all of the students having an awesome time, and everybody was going to the breakout sessions and participating and taking advantage of the opportunities presented to them there. It was a really great weekend.
Rachel, what's been your experience with the Tech Olympics? Have you been involved as a student or mainly as an organizer in the past?
I have actually never attended Tech Olympics before. This will be my first.
This will be your first one.
Yes, but I'm very excited. I will be not on the student side this year. Obviously, I will be on the organizing side, but I'm very excited to get involved with it.
Well, good. So the Tech Olympics and the Inter-Alliance Council, those are two of the programs that you hold during the course of the year. And you also have IT Career Camp.
Right.
Catherine, what's that about?
Well, the career camps are an experience over the summer for either students that are rising sophomores or rising juniors in high school. They spend a week on campus at one of our partner universities, and every day during that week, they visit another area business. So they might go to Kroger one day, and they might be at Procter & Gamble the next day, Cintas, Citi, and there they learn about how technology is used in that business. And then all throughout the week at night, when they go back to their dorms, they are within their teams competing in a Shark Tank-like competition where they actually propose a new business of their own design that uses technology. And at the end of the week, they all have to go on a stage and convince a panel of celebrity judges from across Cincinnati that their design is the best, complete with profit and loss and financials and marketing and all of the materials.
Emily, did you say you took part in the career camp at one point?
Yeah, I took part in the career camps the summer before my junior year. And then last year, my summer internship was to run the careers camps.
Well, what's your impression of the whole thing? Is this valuable for students?
Yeah, it's almost like a mini MBA program in a week. When I went to careers camp, I learned a lot about the professionalism and networking and really the soft skills that it takes to make it in the business world. And then when I had the opportunity to run careers camps, I got to see it from a mentorship side. So I got to work with the students and become really good friends with them. Rachel was actually one of my students at careers camps. She came in the first day wearing pink pants.
Let me live that one down.
Never going to let you forget it.
How was your experience with that whole thing?
I think that the Inter-Alliance IT Career Camp was really a changing moment for me. That was the first time when I realized that IT is more involved in business than I had ever realized, and that maybe the business side of things was where I wanted to go. I also gained an unbelievable level of professionalism and soft skills at the camp, which actually led me to be able to confidently approach a contact that we have at the mayor's office, Daniel Rajaya, the director of external affairs with Mayor Cranley, who helped us coordinate the Cincinnati Proclamation of February 21st as Inter-Alliance Technology Day.
Okay, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You must feel good about that. So what is the IT Academy, Catherine?
Well, the IT academies are sessions on Saturdays that we hold, and these are free and open to students within the Inter-Alliance. And they're focused on delivering a specific hard skill to the students that attend it. So it's like a free course. And they might be in technology areas like web programming and HTML, like mobile development, information security, network security. So they're taught, again, by volunteer professionals in an area of their expertise, and they're held usually at one of our university partners' labs. These have been really successful, and because there is no cost to attend, we are starting getting having them fill up pretty quickly.
And then there's an internship program that the Inter-Alliance offers as well, right?
There is, and this is one of our most popular programs. So between your junior and senior year, or after your senior year in high school, you're eligible to apply for an internship. And this is really kind of what the Inter-Alliance is all about. This is the students taking all of the skills that they've learned, their technology skills, their professional skills they've learned from the Inter-Alliance, and actually applying it on site at a job. Our internships are with our partner companies. Again, we have many opportunities available at both the larger companies that I've talked about, as well as some startups. We've got nonprofits like KnowledgeWorks, all that hire interns from the Inter-Alliance. The students get paid for these interns, and we're happy to continue to pay above minimum wage for all of our internships. The companies get a great deal, and they are perpetually surprised by the amazing skill levels of our interns. These interns are not filing, they are coding.
And there are so many different jobs in IT, Catherine. This is helping by showing students all the different aspects of the industry, right?
That's right. And they understand that if they're an artist, there's a place for them in technology as a graphic designer. Or if they're a leader, they could be a project manager. Again, not just for programmers. Now, as a former developer, I have to say, we do show some love to the programmers as well. It is sometimes definitely all about the programmers. But there are a lot of opportunities in the region. Just as an example, the typical starting salary for a college graduate in this region is actually between $50,000 and $70,000 in IT right now because there is such a pent-up demand.
Rachel, how well do you think this program has prepared you? You want to go into IT in the future. How well do you think it's prepared you for this?
I think that Inner Alliance has, like I said, opened a lot of doors for me. I realized through what I've been through so far that I can use my skills in computer science to pursue further passions like bioinformatics or some sort of engineering. So I think it's really shown me that there are a lot of options out there that I can apply myself to.
Emily, how about you? How do you feel this has prepared you for going into IT?
Well, especially my position this year has really made me realize that I love marketing, but I also love technology. So I'm starting to look at careers in either technology leadership or in digital marketing. And my experience, especially through Inner Alliance, has helped me to see how technology is really everywhere and that everything needs technology, whether it's a grocery store, like Procter & Gamble, whatever it may be. And having those technology skills will really help you wherever you go.
Catherine, Rachel, and Emily, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having us, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
KnowledgeWorks Chief Information Officer Catherine Allshouse, who serves as Inter Alliance Leadership Council Executive Director, Inter Alliance Director of External Outreach Rachel Hunter-Renderley, and Emily Rasmussen, Chief Marketing Officer for Inter Alliance.